Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A major crash has shut down parts of Atlantic Avenue in Raleigh. Coming up, I'll tell you how many cars were involved and what we're still trying to find out from police.
And I'm tracking a cold front that's crossing the state right now. This is going to bring much colder air for us tonight, and I'll show you how long it sticks around.
No news is good news. That's the way I'm staying with it.
Family members of Americans kidnapped in Mexico, waiting for news and hoping for the best. The FBI saying this may have been a case of mistaken identity.
Wake County Schools is working to address the bus driver shortage. The work that is happening today to try to find more people to take the job. Straight up 6 o'clock here Tuesday, March 7th. So glad you are with us. If this is your starting point, we're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, and look at this starting point with the colors starting to show up in the sky. Feels very pleasant out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with another cool look. We see the moon.
Yeah, there it is. This is a full moon, and this month it's called the Worm Moon. 55 degrees as you're heading out, so we have clear skies, obviously. Our wind right now is out of the southwest at 8 miles per hour, so we have a strong flow coming out of the south, and that's why our temperatures are so warm this morning. 60 in Fayetteville, 59 in Rocky Mount, 59 in Southern Pines, so it's a very mild start. Our winds will shift around midday and become very gusty. We're going to see winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour out of the northwest this afternoon and steady to around 20. And we do have high fire danger because of that, but our temperatures will quickly warm up before that wind shifts. So we're going to see temperatures climbing into the mid-70s for this afternoon. But instead of continuing to climb through 4 o'clock, as that cold front comes through, temperatures will gradually start to drop. It'll still be fairly mild for us through the afternoon and evening, but overnight we drop into the 30s, and I'll show you when we could reach freezing. Coming up, Brian.
6:02 as we follow breaking news in Raleigh, a crash that has closed part of Atlantic Avenue, not too far from the Beltline. Michael Grace is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker and joins us live with what he's gathering from the scene. Michael, what have you learned?
Yeah, Brian, right now that shutdown starts at Six Forks Road, and what I can see is that there's been three cars involved in this crash, but police have really pushed us back pretty far. I'm going to step behind the camera and give you a look at this scene right now. Again, three cars involved, and let me brighten this shot up. Now, you'll notice the first car right there, a Camaro, and a little bit farther ahead of it is some type of SUV model, but you can see the debris, some leaves there on the street as well. And then off to the left, you won't be able to see it, but right in front of this fire truck is also a sedan, a red sedan involved. I did see its airbags had deployed. So right now we're still working with the Raleigh Watch Commander to find out how many people were involved in this crash and what the extent of their injuries is. So we're going to keep you updated once we get those answers, Brian.
A very involved investigation there, Michael, and it's likely going to be closed for quite a while. Again, Atlantic Avenue closed between the Six Forks Road area out toward the Beltline Bridge. If you want to avoid that altogether, consider using Capitol Boulevard or Wake Forest Road as good alternate routes. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, noticing a little bit of a backup forming on 40 westbound between Jones Sausage Road and the 440 interchange. We're going to find out exactly what's causing that. But elsewhere around the triangle, it looks like we're in pretty good shape, Jeff.
Brian, thanks. A Durham bakery will be closed for repairs after an overnight fire broke out around 1 this morning in a strip mall on Liberty Street. WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there. There was no one inside, but the business suffered severe heat and smoke damage.
The bus driver shortage in Wake County is getting worse. Today, we'll get an update on what leaders are doing to recruit and keep drivers. WRAL's Naya Harden joins us now with the latest numbers on bus driver vacancies in the school system. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we see some drivers leaving out this morning, but there is still a big need. The number of Wake schools bus driver openings has continued to grow, and its parents are dealing with the impact. New numbers show 285 bus driver openings. More than 32% of the spots are not filled. That number has grown every month. The school system currently pays its drivers $17.20 an hour. To get more drivers, they've boosted marketing by paying for advertising on social media and redesigning their landing pages with lead forms. Other districts in our area have chosen to go another route. Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools just approved $20 an hour for their bus drivers. Now, we will be at the meeting to follow up on what's going to happen next, and we'll also hear from, in our next half hour, our WRL education reporter who will give us an update as to what we could potentially see. Nia Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
Deputies are searching for the person responsible for a deadly shooting in Hope Mills. Cumberland County deputies responded to Medicus Lane near Woodington Road. You see it on this map here. This was about 9:15 last night. They tell us they found a man who had been shot to death there. They have not released his name or said what led up to the shooting. A man now faces charges after a deadly crash on Holly Springs Road in Wake County. Charles Dale III is charged with felony death by motor vehicle and carrying a concealed gun while drinking alcohol. Troopers say he didn't yield as he turned into his driveway last night just south of Cary Parkway. He hit 24-year-old Gabriella Hamed, who was riding a motorcycle, and she died in the crash.
Governor Roy Cooper is calling for a big investment in North Carolina's future. In his final State of the State address last night, Cooper said the state's booming growth and $3 billion budget surplus can be used to prepare our state for the future. He urged lawmakers not to cut taxes further on corporations and the wealthy, saying they should invest the money instead in education and other needs.
As our growth accelerates, we must not forget that once-in-a-generation opportunities require once-in-a-generation investments.
Governor Cooper also praised the growth of our state's clean energy sector and warned lawmakers that venturing into hot-button issues like abortion and LGBTQ rights could stunt that growth.
In his response to the State of the State, Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson credited the state's booming economy to the fiscal conservatism of Republican legislative leaders.
If the Democrats have their way, they'll pull us back into an era of government overreach, high taxes, and attacks on our personal freedoms. During the pandemic, we saw just how far they would go to control your lives.
Robinson is expected to run for governor in 2024.
We're getting a look at what authorities believe are four Americans being kidnapped in Mexico. You can see what appears to be a woman being dragged into a pickup truck. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for their return, adding they were riding in a white minivan with a North Carolina license plate. Yesterday, Mexico's president said the Americans traveled into the country to buy medicine. Agents say men with guns fired shots at their car, then kidnapped them, possibly mistaking them for drug smugglers. A South Carolina woman who says her brother is one of the victims says she is hoping for the best.
The waiting is the worst part. It has its advantages and disadvantages, but however, no news is good news. That's the way I'm staying with it. No news is good news.
The White House and the State Department are strongly condemning the attack. They are warning Americans not to travel to that area.
We'll get new insight today into a Republican-led plan to stop the opioid epidemic in North Carolina. State Senators Danny Earl Britt Jr. of Robinson County and Michael Lazara of Onslow County are discussing Senate Bill 189. It would increase the punishment for drug offenses linked to fentanyl. Fentanyl is an opioid much stronger than morphine. Today's briefing is at 10 a.m.
An update this morning on the road project planned for Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road. DOT officials say it will be at least tomorrow before that intersection closes for construction. Weather conditions forced the DOT to delay the closure over the weekend. Now, the plan is to make Blue Ridge Road pass underneath Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. The DOT says this is all part of a larger plan to make the intersection safer for people attending events in that area.
Norfolk Southern is putting new safety measures in place after the toxic train derailment in Ohio last month. The changes it's making as the NTSB opens its investigation into another crash.
More trouble for Japan's space program. The latest setback after a launch today did not go as planned.
Today's going to be one more warm day, and then we say goodbye to the 70s for weeks. I'll show you why we're going to see such a big drop in our temperature between today and tomorrow.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. We have a beautiful sunrise in progress and such a pleasant morning as you step out. 59 in Rocky Mount, 55 in Durham. And look at that pretty sunrise as we're looking across the skyline of downtown Raleigh from Dix Park, where it is 55 degrees. Feeling great out there right now. Town by town, we're seeing similar temperatures. 60 in Tarboro and Fayetteville, 57 in South Hill and Irwin, 57 degrees in Goldsboro. But we are on track for a warm afternoon and then a giant cool down after that. We have a front that'll come through around midday today. We're not going to see clouds or rain with it. Temperatures ahead of it will climb into the mid 70s, but that'll happen around lunchtime. Gradually during the afternoon, we'll see temperatures dropping, which is a little on the unusual side, but it'll still be on the warm side. Our temperatures, of course, will be dropping for tomorrow. I'll show you the difference coming up, Brian.
6:13, Elizabeth, taking a look at live pictures now from the WRIO breaking news tracker of a serious crash on Atlantic Avenue just north of Six Forks Road. You can see where they have the road blocked there between Six Forks up toward the Beltline Bridge, likely going to be closed for quite a while. We'll get an update on that and show you some alternate routes coming up in a few minutes. I want to take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh. We're still picking up some delays on 40 westbound right around the Business 70 and Jones Sausage Road interchanges. You add that together with what we're seeing around the Clayton Bypass, we're up to a 3-minute backup overall on 40 westbound coming through Garner heading up toward Raleigh. But your other major approaches into Raleigh right now are looking pretty clear, Jeff.
Norfolk Southern says it's creating a new safety plan after the toxic train derailment in Ohio last month. The company announced a new 6-step plan yesterday in response to the NTSB's preliminary report on the East Palestine, Ohio crash. Norfolk Southern says it'll enhance its hot bearing detector network as part of the new safety measures. That system triggers an alarm warning of potential failure if bearings are overheating. The NTSB's report found an overheated wheel bearing was to blame for the February crash. Now, this comes as the NTSB is investigating another Norfolk Southern derailment in Ohio over the weekend. There are no reports of hazardous spills from this derailment, which happened in Springfield, which is very near Dayton. People who live near the crash site don't fully trust what they're hearing from officials after what happened in East Palestine.
I don't know if it's frustrating, but it's just kind of scary that I'm sure there are safety protocols in place. Maybe they're not being followed.
28 cars went off the track in this most recent derailment.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson is releasing new footage of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Carlson aired the video on a show last night, claiming it shows the riots were more peaceful than portrayed on TV and in congressional hearings. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who is a Republican, gave Carlson 40,000 hours of video. However, it's not clear how much of it shown was edited or shown out of context. The family of Brian Sicknick, the Capitol police officer who died a day after being attacked in the riot, said the video, quote, opened our wounds wide open again. More than 1,000 people faced charges linked to January 6th.
New this morning, what started as a successful rocket launch quickly took a turn for the worse.
Is that a V3 tank liftoff?
So it boosts ignition and liftoff.
So shortly after liftoff, Japan's space agency launched this H-3 rocket overnight, and moments later they ordered it to self-destruct because the ignition for the second stage didn't work as planned. The cause of the failure isn't clear. This comes 3 weeks after the same rocket aborted launch because of a glitch. It's already been delayed 2 years.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister is warning that North Korea is ready to take action against the U.S. and South Korea. She says her country is ready to take quick, overwhelming action against the U.S. a day after we flew nuclear-capable B-52 bombers in a demonstration of strength against the North. She did not elaborate on any planned actions in her statement, but North Korea has often test-launched missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military drills.
The head of our nation's central bank will testify today on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now, about efforts to bring down inflation. It will be Fed Chair Jerome Powell's first time in front of lawmakers in 9 months. He's expected to warn them that the Federal Reserve will have to raise interest rates even higher and keep them there longer than it has already signaled. Raising rates can slow spending and inflation, but also risk sending the economy into a recession. College students are getting ready to go on spring break, and at least one popular destination is cracking down in an effort to keep the city safe. Miami Beach is ramping up its police force in preparation for the swarm of students looking for some fun in the sun. The city's mayor spoke with NBC News correspondent Sam Brock about why he's putting so many officers on patrol, and beachgoers say it's making a difference already.
We're trying to let people know that if they're coming here, they're going to have a great time, but there's no reason to make bad choices.
I've been noticed it. My friends all noticed. There's police literally at every single lifeguard block and all the entrances, so feel pretty safe.
Coming up at 7 on the Today Show, a look at more of the ways the city of Miami Beach is gearing up for a massive spring break.
Well, it's interesting, the timing of spring break and our weather pattern. We're going to cool off here, but that's going to stretch all the way down into Florida, Elizabeth.
It is. They're going to see some of that as well as this cold air sinks well to the south. It's been locked up, of course, above the Canadian border now or at least near it for quite some time, but it's about to come down and pay us a visit starting this afternoon. Goldsboro looking pretty this morning. So is Apex, Chapel Hill, all clear across our area this morning. We had a beautiful full moon out there, but it's beginning to set now as our sun starts to rise. I'm tracking the cold front swinging across our state right now, and that will open the door to winds coming out of the northwest and help to drop our temperatures. Our temperatures will actually begin to fall this afternoon, but we're going to start in the mid-70s around lunchtime, and so it's still going to feel pretty pleasant for us through the afternoon, but into the evening you'll really start to notice it. Watch the color contours turning blue as we get into tonight and tomorrow, and once that cold air arrives, there are going to be several reasons that it sticks around for a while. We're going to see, we're just not going to get back into a good solid southerly flow for the next 5 or 6 days, and then we get another batch of some really cold air that drops in on us next Wednesday, about a week from now. In the meantime, we watch another system that comes across the country and helps to bring us some rain. We'll have chilly air in places this rain moves in, but not cold enough for any wintry precipitation. We're dry today, tomorrow, Thursday, all looking fine. Friday morning starts off dry. We'll pause it there at about 9 a.m. on Friday morning. It'll be cloudy, but it won't be a wet morning commute. And then during the afternoon, the showers roll in. Yesterday, it looked like we would see rain across the entire state. It looked like a pretty wet afternoon and overnight period Friday. Now the rain looks a lot lighter and a little bit farther south. So in our southern counties, we may see a bit more rain. After that, we start to dry out Saturday and Sunday. Of course, it's been so warm for the last couple of months that everything is way ahead of the game. So we continue to have high pollen count for trees. We'll see that today, tomorrow, and Thursday. But as our temperatures begin to cool down, those pollen numbers will likely drop some. So right now, when we drove in, I saw car tracks through the pollen in the parking lot, but that should ease up a little bit as we cool off a bit. Another sign of spring, we spring forward over the weekend. Saturday's sunset is at 6:20. Sunday's is at 7:21. Of course, we see later sunrises starting early next week as well. Our next best chance of rain comes Friday, and it will be a chilly one too, 48 degrees along with those afternoon showers. Right now, it looks dry for Saturday, but some rain returns late Sunday and into Monday. Brian,
here at 6:20, we're still following this breaking news on Atlantic Avenue just north of Six Forks Road. This is a live picture from the WRL breaking news tracker of the scene where Raleigh police and fire crews are responding to a pretty serious crash out there. You can see that section of Atlantic Avenue between the 440 bridge and Six Forks still is closed. As we zoom into that area, we'll show you that section there. There's Six Forks Road, and there's the part of Atlantic Avenue that's blocked right now. Consider using Capitol Boulevard or Wake Forest Road as good alternate routes this morning as they investigate that crash. And, of course, Michael Grace is out there gathering details, and we'll get an update from him coming up at 6:30. Around the rest of the triangle, our usual delay showing up there coming in from the Johnston County area on 40 westbound, right around the Clayton Bypass. And we have learned there is a minor crash on 40 westbound just beyond Business 70, adding up to about a 7-minute delay overall as you head into Raleigh.
Thanks, Brian. China's foreign minister is giving a warning to the U.S. What he says the U.S. needs to do to keep the relationship between those countries from going sour.
And in our next half hour, the cost of safety, how much one school system will pay for new technology, and where else may be soon doing the same.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
A pair of newlyweds will never forget what happened immediately after their wedding in Las Vegas.
Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, this was one to remember. The couple went straight from the ceremony to an Adele concert. where they were able to get her attention and she signed the bride's wedding gown. The moment went even more viral online after Adele shared a photo of it on her Instagram account.
Well, and here's what's truly impressive. Adele was singing the song When We Were Young. She didn't even break the song. She just saw them, signed it, all the while singing. I mean, the woman is that talented. That's so awesome. And what a great memory for the newlyweds.
Oh, and when she posted it, there it goes. The world's got it.
You know, Joe Fisher went to see Adele, like, over the weekend.
Oh, I bet she was fabulous. Yeah. Oh, in Vegas?
Wonder if he was there for that.
At that show, maybe.
Didn't get an autograph, though.
No, I guess not quite to that level. Jamie Lee Curtis is not going to let a special Academy Award invite interfere with a good night's sleep. She says that she will not go to Thursday night's Oscar nominee dinner because, quote, mommy goes to bed early. She said they probably won't get their food until 9 o'clock, and nothing good happens with her after 9.
This is hilarious. And everything everywhere all at once, right? So she's got her first Oscar nomination, and she's not going. She's 64 years of age, and she shuts it down early, apparently. Not interested.
Just like Ryan. She's like us.
Speaking my language here.
Exactly. That's my mantra. 7:30
is when I count the money in the till and close the doors.
Yeah, put it under the mattress and it's all done. But so she figures 7:30 dinner, that's 9 o'clock, nothing good happens. Yeah. All right, Brian, thanks so much. Jamie Lee is going to be up early, though, we can tell you this, for a morning live interview on Today. She'll be talking about the joys of a good night's sleep and just why her bedtime is non-negotiable. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
She's a morning person. The bus driver shortage continues in Wake County. Coming up, we've got some new numbers that we're showing you that will let you in on the alarming rate.
Lawmakers and people affected by the fentanyl crisis are making a statement here in Raleigh today. We're live with a look at some of the laws they're pushing for.
A major crash has shut down parts of Atlantic Avenue in Raleigh. Coming up, I'll tell you what else we've learned in the last few minutes.